writing a will, should one do so, should one not do so, at what age, at what time, and how is it done halachically. The Sefer Chassidim, Halacha 7:18, brings down that as one approaches his day of death, he is to write a will. And so is recorded in the Ramban and other Rishonim and Achreinim, that every person is to write a will, a last testament, as what should be done with himself, his belongings, after 120. The Rebbe once stated in a letter that writing a will is a segula for long life, and accordingly one doesn't have to wait until they're sick. And it can be written in their young age, when they're still healthy. Doing so does not transgress al tiftach pelasatan and other types of don't think of the afterlife, as we explained in a previous halacha regarding getting life insurance. There is also another advantage of writing a will. Every state contains laws of inheritance as to who is the next of kin that takes possession of one's assets, of one's estate, after 120. Most often, the state laws are very different than the halachas of Yerusha. And if someone passes away without a will, then according to legal standards, the state's laws of inheritance fall to place. And if there is a son or daughter or any relative that has legal right to receive inheritance, they can push for that in courts, even though it's against halach. And therefore, it's important to write a will that's legally binding and that follows Jewish law. We will now discuss briefly different points involved in a kosher will. In Chayshin Mishpat, we find a list of laws determining which children receive a portion of inheritance and which don't. For example, that when there are sons, then daughters do not receive. There are various laws that dictate whether one is allowed to change this order of inheritance in a will. There are cases in which changing is not allowed and ineffective, such as if one were to completely disinherit a halachic heir. And there are cases in which redistribution of the will, of the inheritance, is initially not allowed to be done, but if done, is legally valid and halachically valid, such as to give more to one son than the other, of which many poskim hold that initially is not allowed to be done, as written in Chayshin Mishpat, chapter 282, and also in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Mechira, halacha 8. And then there are cases that it's even initially allowed to redistribute, such as, for example, it's been widely accepted for hundreds and hundreds of years as Ashkenazi custom to give daughters a portion of the inheritance. This became famously known as a shtar chetzi zachar, in which a girl, a daughter, would receive half of the inheritance that a boy would normally receive, that a son would receive. In addition to all the above, regarding how one is halachically allowed to redistribute or change the order of the Torah's inheritance, even when allowed, it has to follow the halachically legally binding acquisitions to make it halachically effective. And often writing a legal will by an attorney, even if it doesn't necessarily contradict anything regarding the laws of inheritance, as we said before, may not be halachically valid, being that no acquisition was made. And therefore, bottom line, every person that desires to write a will is to seek forth rabbinical guidance and preferably speak to an Orthodox estate planning attorney who has rabbinical guidance in the writing of wills and will be able to write a legal will that both follows the laws of the land and the laws of halacha and make sure that they are legally effective both halachically and according to state law. In another halacha, Mirat Hashem, we will discuss in greater depth how it's possible to circumvent the Torah's distribution of inheritance and inherit money to those that are not legal heirs to receive the money. But as we said before, each person practically should seek rabbinical guidance to make sure that what he writes in his will does not defy halacha of the distribution, and that whatever he writes that doesn't defy halacha should be legally binding according to halacha with the proper kinyan and the proper acquisitions.